Sam Phillips discovered Elvis and produced his first records, the records many consider Elvis's best. That would be enough to ensure Sam Phillips an important place in music history, but he's done even more. He founded Sun Records in Memphis, which launched the careers of Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, and Charlie Rich. Before Phillips started his own label, he produced the first records of bluesmen B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf. As Peter Guralnick says, Phillips has left a remarkable legacy, both of black blues and the white adaptation of it, which became rock and roll. He's written one of the most astonishing chapters in the history of American popular music, and for this we can only be grateful. Sam Phillips sold Sun Records in 1969. He still lives in Memphis. Terry spoke with him in 1997.
A lot of listeners have spent a lot of time over the years wondering, how would music history have been different? How would Elvis have been different if you never sold his contract to RCA? I wonder if you lose a lot of sleep thinking about that, if you spend a lot of time thinking about that yourself.
I have not lost one wink of sleep about it. I did give Elvis advice that he really should produce his records when he left Sun, because Elvis had an excellent ear. Corporate vice presidents of big major labels, I don't think at all were into the idea of let's find something that truly is new and different. I knew that there were a lot of things that RCA put out on Elvis due to a lot of the motion pictures and everything that he was making that really weren't the best material in the world for Elvis to do. If I had had Elvis right on up until the day he died, I couldn't have kept Elvis ultimately from being a tremendous force in music and influence on people, even if I had tried. I do not regret whatsoever any of the things that took place between the time I sold Elvis and all of this that we have even today. And you say, well, you mean all of that money and that total effect that has been had around the world? I feel like I was absolutely a part of that. And I don't care anything about claiming any credit for it, but I was a part of it because I recognized that Elvis Presley was unique, as I did so many, many other people that had no opportunity whatsoever.
When artists like Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis were getting played on the radio, and it was just scandalous to a lot of people, you know, the power and the sexuality of the music terrified a lot of adults, PTAs, church groups. What did you make of all of the fuss about early rock and roll, a lot of which you were responsible for? I mean, did you think it was funny? Did you think it was scary? What did it mean to you?
No, I really did not think it was funny, but I can understand. They thought that this was absolutely going to be the end of the world, and I saw it and I felt it, but at the same time, I thought this is just really one of the things that we will have to endure in order to find out whether or not what we feel about it is right. And if it's not right, then all they say is not going to kill it. If it is right, it will make it.
Were you attacked personally in any way?
Not personally, no. I was, physically, but personally, oh yeah, my name was called quite frequently across the country, and especially in churches. And I'm a good old Southern Baptist, and whatever that is, but that really, really, not that I wasn't cognizant of the people's real concern about this, but they had forgotten that the toughest time in a person's life, and I think any psychologist in this world will tell you this, is during the teenage years of anybody's existence. And teenagers did not have, before rock and roll and rhythm and blues, they did not have any type of music they could call their own once they got over 4 or 5 years old, until they were well into their 20s and were considered adults. So I just felt that this was a vast field that had been overlooked by just about everybody, and that if we had a white person that they could justify maybe a little bit to their parents that, well, you know, it's a white boy or whatever, maybe the actual feeling of resentment might not be quite as steeped in the racial aspects of it.
Sam Phillips. More about Elvis in the second half of our show. I'm Barbara Bogave, and this is Fresh Air.